so I dancing for her. Dancing automobile. Joyce the Voice every Wednesday from 3 to 5. My name is Chris Earl. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play you 2 hours of the Pet Shop Boys. Here you go. I don't know what you want, but I can't give it anymore from Nightlife. It's the Pet Shop Boys. 2 hours of the Pet Shop Boys here today with you on the Voicemobile with Chris Earl. Substituting for Joyce the Voice. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to your freeform radio station. From Nightlife from 1999, that is the Pet Shop Boys. I don't know what you want, but I can't give it anymore. Kind of like my show Time Travel. I gave it up last week, starting with The Real Horace Show today at 5. Until then, enjoy Pet Shop Boys. From the soundtrack to the Psycho remake from 1998, that's Pet Shop Boys with Screaming, here on the Voicemobile with Chris Earle today. Keeping you moving along, this next one is also the Pet Shop Boys. As a matter of fact, the next 2 hours is going to be the Pet Shop Boys, and maybe I'll fill you in on who they actually are. That's probably a good idea. but I'll do it after this song. Pet Shop Boys. From the 2016 album Super Burn, here on the Voicemobile with Chris Earle, all Pet Shop Boys this afternoon. The Pet Shop Boys are a duo, a synth pop duo from mighty old England. They're an English synth pop duo. They were formed in London 1981, and the vocalist is Neil Tennant and the keyboard is Chris Lowe, and they have a little relationship together as far as I know. They've been together for many, many years. They've sold more than 50 million records worldwide. The most successful duo in UK music history. 3-time British Award winners. 6-time Grammy nominees. Good to their mothers. Since 1984, they had 42 top 30 singles. UK number ones, West End Girls, It's a Sin, Always on My Mind, Heart. They do covers of songs, Go West, Opportunities, What Have I Done to Deserve This? Anyway, it's the Pet Shop Boys. You know who they are. Don't give me your crap. All right, this is sounding like time travel, but it's not. It's the voicemobile with Chris Earle. It's all Pet Shop Boys today. They've had all kinds of songs and albums, and I saw them the other day. They were here in Boston with New Order, and they were amazing. So I thought, why not? Joyce asked me to fill in for today. So I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do 2 hours of the Pet Shop Boys and get people thumping around during their midday commute or around the office. You need some music to keep you going. So I'm going to stop yakking away and put on some more Pet Shop Boys. This next one is from... Blum, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what it's from. I'm just going to play it. What did I pick? Oh, yeah, I picked this. We'll be right back.
Time may rush us, hurt all of us, but on this day we have arrived. It's been a long time coming, we've been in the running for so long, but now we're on our way. Let the ride just take us side by side and make us see the world through new eyes every day. You're a winner, I'm a winner, this is all. I fought my way up from the ground. Now at this moment, the crowd acclaim us. Will you just listen to that sound? It's been a long time coming. We've been in the running for so long, but now we're on our way. Let the ride just take us side by side. So long, we worked so hard, we came so far just to compete. But don't forget all the love and laughter. Now the world is at our feet. Looking back at all the times we felt downcast, didn't think we were going anywhere, just living.
Elysium from 2012. There's my favorite cut off the album, Winner, by, of course, the Pet Shop Boys. Coming up next, one of my favorite remixes from one of my favorite songs from the album, Very. This one was released on a 12-inch single, I believe, or it was released on another one of those disco albums. What was it released on? Who knows? All I know is it was released, and here I am releasing it once again. Here on the Voicemobile with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Yesterday When I Was Mad. I believe it's the Rolo mix. Throw a Rolo to your pal. Is that who it was? The Rolo mix? I don't know. Throw a Rolo to your pal. That was pretty good. I should have the Pet Shop Boys do that. Wouldn't that be a great line for the show? Pet Shop Boys, can you sing Throw a Rolo to Your Pal? Jeez, I hope I'm playing the right song. Yesterday When I Was Mad? I think it is. Yeah. The Rolo mix, though? I don't know. Let's listen in, shall we?
Yesterday
It's not the Rolo mix. It's the RAF Zone Dub. The RAF Zone Dub. Is that the Royal Air Force Zone Dub? I don't know. Well, Yesterday When I Was Mad, still great. It's from Disco 2 from 1994. They'd come out with these albums, Disco, Disco 2, Disco 3. I think there was a Disco 4. And I'll put my soul on the line for a Disco 5. Actually, I won't. Who knows? They probably ended it after Disco 4. Jeez, I'm going to put my soul on the line for Disco 5. Come on. It's better things to put your soul on the line for. Yeah, maybe $100, something like that. But Yesterday When I Was Mad, they had a Coconut mix. They had a Jam and Spoon mix. They had a Junior Vasquez Fabulous mix. They had a single mix. They had a 7-inch version, a 12-inch, a 14.5-inch. It's like, geez, guys. That's one thing about the Pet Shop Boys. They had all these mixes. Pretty good. These guys pretty awesome. This is about as gay as I get with my music. You know, I love the Pet Shop Boys. They're all right. Yeah, I'd like to be a Pet Shop Boy. I think that's one of the things. You really want to be a Pet Shop Boy. You want to be one of the members of the band, you know? I want to sit there and dance around and, you know, sing Yesterday When I Was Mad with them, the Rolo mix. I'd add that in there. Rolo, Rolo to your pal when I was mad. I'm going to bring it down a little bit. I'm going to do something a little more melancholy. They get a little melancholy sometimes, those Pet Shop Boys. They love their love songs. They love their breakup songs, but they get a little melancholy and, you know, think about life a little bit. Anyway, I'll stop my yakking. I promised I'd stop my yakking. It's the Voicemobile with Chris Earl, and it's Pet Shop Boys for 2 hours. Or an hour and change at this point. Joyce the Voice is probably listening like, what are you doing to my show? What is with this gay rave happening on a Wednesday afternoon? Well, it's the Pet Shop Boys. Why not? It's Freeform Radio. We kind of do what we want here. Within reason. Within reason. You know? You don't play swears. You don't eat sandwiches at the studio. Things like that. We have our rules here at WMFO. You can't just do whatever you want. There's rules in life. That's from American Beauty from 1999. With the canceled Kevin Spacey. Plus Annette Bening and others. Other fine actors. Let's get back to the Pet Shop Boys. I like to go on tangents here on WMFO in Medford. It's Chris Earl, Chris the Voice, here today on the Voicemobile. Chris the Voice. I dub thee Chris the Voice. I never understood dub mixes. Like, what's a regular mix and a dub mix? Like a dub, like they take all the music that was in the song already and like dub it, like double it, or double the beat. I don't know, man. I'm not an engineer. I don't know about these things. I sling pizzas sometimes, you know, and did healthcare and trained people, taught people in classes, taught people about life and things like that. I kind of think I'm a student of life, mostly. Here's the Pet Shop Boys. I'm really going to play it now. You've earned it. You've earned it. Here it is. Friendly Fire. Voicemobile. With Chris the Voice. Here with you until 5 p.m. All Pet Shop Boys. What a great song this is. You're going to love it. I really wish the Pet Shop Boys were here, live in the studio right now. I think you'd really enjoy that.
An inspirational tirade against me. How to explain my life. Girls to the left of me, boys to the right of me, neither husband nor wife. Though the days are filled with pain, there is no one who'll explain why I'm coming under friendly fire, shot in the fatal cause of rock and roll. But there's no one, really no one, to say why I endure under force majeure, slander without shame or tact. I who studied makeup, mime and Buddha, who taught two generations to react. about me, the critics lied. I ignored them and survived in spite of coming under friendly fire, shot in the fatal cause of rock and roll. But there's nothing, really nothing to deny. When I look back, my eyes are filled with tears. Danger to mascara, applause to my peers. When fame sustained me and arenas acclaimed me, I floated through life on a cloud of love and insanity and pagan profanity before a worshipping crowd. Now my status is ill-defined. As an icon, I'm inclined to be coming under friendly fire, shot in the fatal cause of rock and roll. But whatever, dull or clever, points they've scored, I have never, oh no, never been ignored.
Thank you.
Mine. It's a B-side that was fairly popular. They played it the other night. I was really happy to hear that one. It was pretty cool. At that pavilion over there, the Leader Bank Pavilion, it's been named like 20,000 different things. You know? Whatever. You own a bank, you get a pavilion. That's how it really is in 2022. I don't know. I still call Great Woods Great Woods, and that's called like 10 other things too, like the Tweeter Center back when we used to have speakers in our rooms, like giant speakers. We'd have them in our rooms with... We'd put together, like, decks. We'd have, a receiver, laser disc player maybe, a couple of cassette players, and turntable, maybe a York's turntable from Sears, Stewart's in Tewksbury, things like that, We didn't care really what it sounded like. We just wanted to play it. We liked our music. Pet Shop Boys really good, though. They're perfectionists, I think, in a lot of ways. I guess it's part of being gay, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? It's a good trait to have. Gay or straight. him or her, she, them, they, whatever. Perfectionism isn't a bad thing when it comes to music. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Here's another song.
came true. You looked right into those blue eyes and knew it was love. And now you can't pretend you've forgotten all the promises of that first friend. It's bad enough she knows how you feel, but she's not prepared to share you with a memory. So ask yourself now, can you forgive her?
W-M-F.
Divine intervention, death, and destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sodom and Gomorrah Show.